What would you do if your best friend were sexually assaulted? That's the question Casper author Kiersey Burkhardt tackles in her new young adult novel, Honor Code, where an allegation of sexual assault rocks Edwards Academy, a prestigious private high school on the East Coast. Burkhardt and I discussed the book and its message at her home in Casper, and she told me that up until recently, she'd been writing middle grade books about horses.
I had just published my series of horse books. Mostly it's about friendship and finding yourself. So my editor's boss had read some of my horse books and came to my agent and said, I want a book about the subject of the explosion of rape reports on private campuses. And I want it to be a character-driven story. And I think Kiersey would be perfect for it. Which is a little out of nowhere, but it totally is in my wheelhouse, and so that was the only directive. I started reading everything I could find about the subject of private schools and the cross sections of sexual assault and privilege and power, and that's where Honor Code was born.
I see traces of the article in Rolling Stone on the alleged rape on the UVA campus at Columbia, where a student carried around her mattress in protest. How did you go about researching to shape the story in Honor Code?
I worked a lot with a victim advocate from a university. I had an idea for a story that I'd put together and a really, really rough first draft of the book. And she presented so many fantastic criticisms and issues to tackle in the book that really shaped what it would eventually become.
This book is coming out at an interesting moment with the Me Too movement sort of in full swing. Where do you see Honor Code fitting into the current conversation?
It's really fascinating that that happened because we finished all final edits on this book in May of last year, and then the Me Too movement really gained momentum in October. One of the things I hope that teens can take away from Honor Code is that privilege and power asymmetry manifests in a lot of different ways. So we saw it even back in the era of women coming forward about Bill Cosby, that why didn't you come forward sooner? And what I really hope people take away from Honor Code is that every story is a part of the fabric of rape culture, and that we're trying to draw arbitrary lines in the sand between who has the right to speak and tell their story and who doesn't. And it's important that we respect each victim's willingness or unwillingness to tell their story.
We're going to talk a little bit about the ending now. So spoiler alert, if you're listening, not all of the characters have been exactly truthful in this book. The main character, Sam, basically co-opting another girl's story on a quest for justice to take down these perpetrators. Are you expecting any pushback about that twist?
I have seen a couple bubbles already about that. I really want the ending to show the intricacies of the problem and how it locks us all into a box where justice isn't being served.
I have to ask as a follow-up question, is it responsible as an author to have this twist at the end, to have an unreliable narrator when data shows the vast majority of reported sexual assaults are real?
Those in positions of legal power, judges, police, believe that 50% of rape victims aren't telling the truth. That is a really staggering number. Just like let that sink in for a moment, that most of the people who are responsible, who are a part of the system, believe that at least half of victims are lying. I think it would be irresponsible not to engage with that in some way or another. Why Gracie can't speak for herself, why Gracie doesn't feel comfortable coming forward, and then someone else saying, well, I don't agree with your choice about how you want to tell your story. We see that happen a lot.
Gracie is, of course, the actual girl who was raped in the story and decides not to come forward, who has her story co-opted. The book does raise questions of ownership of a narrative. What do you think it reveals about privilege and storytelling?
Stories are how we build empathy. Stories are how we explore difficult subjects, and especially books for children and teens provide readers kind of a safe space to explore really difficult issues. I almost call it like an emotional training ground. I would hope that the message at the end of the book is that what Sam did was wrong, and that she faces that from Gracie, whose story she took. I hope that the takeaway is each person owns their own story.
Kiersey Burkhart is the author of the new book, Honor Code. It's out everywhere this weekend. Kiersey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.